is Mr. Johnson. Thank you, sir. Before we get started, Mr. Valenzuela, is there another inmate that's behind you?
Okay, no.
No, is there another inmate that's coming after you?
No.
No, sorry, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, sir, for the record, could you please state your name, your ADC number for us?
It was Johnny Quintana, 044481.
Okay, sir, you're coming from the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To the far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones, next to the Honorable David Hill. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby, sir. Mr. Quintana, prior to the hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Is your hired attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay. Mr. Quintana, the hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Yes, sir.
The first allegation on your warrant states that you have violated Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by delusion or unsuitable for testing on or about April 25th, 2018, per the task lab report dated April 26th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. So the second allegation on your warrant states that you have violated Arizona condition of supervision number 7 was demonstrated by your use of spice on or about May 11, 2018, per the task lab report dated May 12, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
The allegation is true, but the fact that I used is false.
Okay, I'm going to give you an opportunity when we go into phase two to further discuss that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Based on the admission of Mr. Quintana, I'm going to rule to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second Mr. Miller. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westley. Then I'm going to go with some information with you, sir, and the board if they have any questions, and they will give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
All right.
All right, Mr. Westley.
August 28th, 2017, Mr. Quintana was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 6, 2018 by ADC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody 828. June 6, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of January 24, 2019, 0 sound days. Current conviction, 2015, promoting prison contraband, 1.5 years. Prior convictions, 1982, aggravated assault, 1.5 years. 1982, possessed marijuana, 1.5 years. 1982, aggravated assault, 1.5 years. 1982, flight from law vehicle, 1.5 years. 1986, burglary, second degree, 7 years. 1996, narcotic drug violation, 2.5 years. 2001, narcotic drug violation, 2 counts, each for 2.5 years. 2010, narcotic drug violation, 4.5 years. 2010, aggravated assault, 7.5 years. This is his fifth term in DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1992, temporary release completed 8 months, 1998, TIS release, arrested, revoked by the BOEC. It looks like that was arrested on tech violation. And 2006, TIS released, arrested on a tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are significant and lengthy, with drugs, rioting, and possession of a communication device noted. Other arrests, 1979, failure to appear, first degree, Arizona, guilty, other sanction. 1980, trespassing, Arizona, guilty, other sanction. 1980, civil assault, Arizona, guilty, other sanction. 1993, shoplifting, Arizona, guilty, other sanction. 1994, shoplifting, Arizona, guilty, other sanction. 1995, shoplifting, guilty, other sanction. 1996, shoplifting, guilty, other sanction. 1996, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, guilty, other sanction. 1999, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, guilty, other sanction. 2000, DWI, license suspended or revoked, Arizona, guilty, other sanction. His community risk score is a G4B5.
Thank you, Mr. Wester. So, I see when you were released on August 28th, you were released from prison and had an approved placement. You were directed and agreed to reside at 341 West Mojave Street with your sponsor, your father, Richard Quintana. It looks like on December 21st, following multiple positive UAs, you were referred to MRC ITH program, where you continue to reside until your discharge on March 22nd of 2018. Then it looks like on March 22nd, 2018, following your discharge from MRC, you were directed and agreed to reside at 6206 South 17th Street with your fiance, Terry Curtis. Were you still standing by your fiance, sir, at the time you were arrested?
I yes, sir.
Okay. According to him, looking at it, Terry, that you had employment at Trendwood Incorporated, 242 South 15th Avenue. Were you still working there, or did you have another job, sir?
No, still working there.
Okay. So it says on August 28th, doing the intake, referred to task, and you assigned the color line. While assigned to the color line, you were responsible for 4 testable samples. You provided 2 samples which tested negative, 1 sample was diluted, and 1 sample was tested positive for heroin on August 29th. Then it looks like on December 1st of 17, you had multiple UA violation. You assigned the color of tow cars. While assigned the color of tow cars, you had 3 testable samples. You provided 3 samples with tested positives for heroin on December 1st, 2017, December 12th, 2017, and December 18th of 2017. It looks like on December 21st, you were referred to MRC ITH program, and while at the ITH program, you provided 1 sample, which tested positive for heroin on 12-23-2017, and 35 samples was tested negative. It should be noted that according to the test lab, a positive indication of 6 was only possible during 12 hours immediately following use of heroin. After the initial 12 hours of heroin, you'll be shown as a positive for morphine. There have been a must have used Aaron following his acceptance into the ITH program. Looks like you completed the ITH program, was assigned the color of olive, and was assigned the color of olive that vendor was responsible for testicles. You provided two samples, was tested negative, and two samples on April 24th, and May 11th was tested positive for spice. And I noticed you said that you tested positive, but you didn't have spice. What was going on with that, sir?
Honestly, I don't know how that came up, and why they told me in June, when they said that it came up positive in May, on April and May, and they just advised me in June. And then I asked them, when they told me about it, I asked them if they could test me right there and there, like a swab or something, and they refused. Because I had never smoked spice in my life. And, I admit to all my past that I've done in my past, but I can't admit something that I never did.
Okay.
So I don't know if it has to do with medication, human error, I'm not sure.
And the report says that you had started using spice, but you're saying that you never did use any spice. Is that right?
Never.
And it says that after you were locked up, they checked the phone, and there were some indications that you were also using alcohol while you were out on supervision.
That I said that?
Yeah, that you were. Based on some text that was in your phone.
Oh, well, first of all, I mean, that was in my phone, and I mean, anybody could have texted that.
So what happened is you relapsed, and it looks like you wanted to appeal with working with you would go to the program, and then you would relapse. It looked like this last program, and it looks like the first day you were there, you tested positive for heroin.
The first day I was at MRC?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, I tested positive for heroin because I was using it.
Okay, and then you didn't
know. Once I completed the program, I knew how to take care of my drug addiction, which was heroin, and I've been clean since then. I haven't touched heroin at all, or any other type of drug.
So what caused you to relapse, so in the times that you did relapse, during the period of time that you were out?
I would probably put it to, I had just finished doing 8 years, then another 8 years, so sort of 16 years. I guess I was a little stressed out, everything happens so fast. I took care of everything I had to take care of. I got a job, I got insurance, I got a car. I got told back into my family, which I wasn't around for so many years, so I guess, I admit that I got a little stressed out and I couldn't handle it, so I turned to my usual drug choice.
And your drug choice is what?
Yeah. What's that one, yeah?
Have you been doing any drugs since you've been incarcerated, sir?
No, sir.
Spice.
Exactly. I don't understand myself. Like I said, when they told me this,
I, we can ask them if they can give me a slot or whatever, but they refused. They wouldn't hear it. And then they were telling me that they were sending my samples back to MRC, which I don't understand why they were doing that since I was testing for task. I mean, like I said, I can say that it was contaminated in the air. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to admit to something that I did not do.
I was surprised that you tested positive for spots.
Right.
Okay, so let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Mr. Nero.
Yes, sir. Mr. Quintana, you say you didn't use any spice, but you had a positive UA. In the days shortly before that UA, were you around anybody that might have been using spice?
No, because all I did was go to work and go home, and then on Fridays I had my CHC class. I was not trying to share. You know, they didn't know the people, but, I mean, I don't go to parties, I'm not around anybody that's smoking anything, so I don't think it had anything to do with inhaling it. But, I mean, I was on medication. There was one medication that was prescribed to me like a month before all this happened, and I wasn't able to report it to my PO, but he had all my other medications on file, so I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm not going to dispute what you're saying. You're not using it because if you're around somebody that lives, for a couple of days or during a couple of days prior, you can inhale enough to get in your system enough to flunk a UA and still be able to say, I wasn't using it. So, okay, well, thank you, sir.
All right, Okay, Mr. Quintana, we're coming up on a conclusion of the hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
I understand.
All right. The board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, sir, Mr. Quintana, I want you to stay on the line, however, remain silent. While the board's in discussion, it may appear as we're talking to you, we will make a decision during the discussion whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board's now into discussion. Mr. Quintana was working with his PO. He did go to the programs. He successfully completed the programs that he was in. However, appears his last incident with the spice, in which he indicates he didn't use spice, but he had two tests that came up positive for spice on two separate days. And Mr. Quintana insists that he didn't smoke or wasn't around anyone that was doing spice. He says he wasn't working during that period of time. However, he had asked several incidents where he had tested negative and then tested positive for heroin, which he said was his drug of choice. So based on all of the information and based on what I see in warrant number in the warrant, I do think that Mr. Quintana would be best. He will be released from prison on January 24th of 2019, which is about 4 or 5 months from now. And I think that it would be best if he would just go ahead and complete his time, go into any drug programs, NA or AA program while he's in custody. And then when he gets out, work with the CO3, so when he gets out, he won't be on parole or have to report to a parole officer, and hopefully he'll be a productive citizen from that point on. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
I agree with you, sir.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Quintana, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses about the lapse of criminal ways or company as he did relapse and start to use heroin, and had been alleged to also by test to have used spice, although he denies using spice during that period of time. That would be my motion.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal, agreed, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Quintana. So the board's voted to revoke the community supervision. He will be released on January 24th of 2019. So hopefully you will just participate in any drug programs, NAAA, while you're there. When you're released in January, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, and you won't have to report to a parole officer. And so hopefully it'll be the last time that you have any negative contact with law enforcement, and that you'll never have to come back before this board again, sir. I do want to take the time and opportunity to thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.